Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. sisters, everyone all over the world, as we praise the Lord together, we know that last year was a difficult year. We all went through the lockdown. We all went through uncertain situations. But in every situation, as we walked through the valley of darkness, we experienced the love of God. We experienced the faithfulness of God. After all that entire year, we are standing here and praising Him because of His love. And if you're thankful to Him, say, "Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master God. Thank you, Savior, Lord. We lift our hands to you, Lord. We lift our voice to you, Lord. We lift our lives to you, Lord." And that's why we say, "My Jesus, my Savior." Because He saves us. He saves us from every situation. He lifts us up and looks after us. Praise you and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Oh,
Sister, wherever you may be, whatever you may be going through, it's not just that physical mountain, but that barrier you are facing, that financial problem, that sickness, that unanswered question, that relationship entanglement, everything will bow at the name of Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 If you believe it, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, we praise you, Lord. We declare, Lord, for every person watching all over the world, Lord. We declare, Lord, to every medium, Lord, let your blood flow, let your power flow, and let your glory flow, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we believe that all this becomes possible with the power of your Spirit. You can say a prayer to the Holy Spirit of God and welcome the Spirit.
Spirit of God.
sister, as we pray this song again, we said we want to be overcome by the presence and the power of the Spirit, that our human nature will be overtaken, where we got angry, where we lost patience, where we felt sad. The Spirit of God takes over our nature, and the nature of God begins to work. And if you believe this is happening in your life right now, say, thank you, Spirit of God. We welcome you, Spirit of God. We welcome your power. We welcome your move. We welcome your hand upon our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We welcome your power, Lord. We welcome first prayer to our Blessed Mother and ask for her intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Welcome you once again to the Wednesday prayer meeting, and most of you are waiting eagerly for this prayer meeting where we receive the word that strengthens us right through, especially during this time of the pandemic. A few announcements. The kids ministry will be held tomorrow. That's on Poya Day. Parents and grandparents, you may have already received the Zoom contacts. It's on the screen right now, so please do join them on Zoom to the kids ministry meeting. Also, on Saturday, we will be having the business persons and professionals will be meeting. Again, that will be on Zoom, as you can see on your screens. Those who are following on YouTube, you can always join this on YouTube as well. And that will be, Inuk Jayasuriya will be sharing the word. It will be how to conduct business and careers to transform the world. So do join us, and that will be on Saturday from 7 to 8 p.m. For those of you who received the On Our Knees, the book itself is available at Tabo for purchase, so you can visit Tabo. And those wishing to have a soft copy, you can call 0767-544-56. I will repeat the number, 0767-544-56. Soon after the prayer meeting, we will be having the prayer rooms, and it's similar to what we have at the prayer meetings where you are prayed over. But here we can assure you once again, it is confidential. It'll be between you and the people who are praying over you, and the numbers are displayed. So once the meeting is over, you can leave this Zoom number. If you are on Zoom now, you can leave this number and rejoin the number that is showing on the screen. So do join, and you can be prayed over, and it is confidential for those who are concerned about that. Praise the Lord.
Check, check, check. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow, how quiet it is. Try again. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, good evening, brothers and sisters. Even though I'm not having the mask on, I have to talk. I want you to have your mask on so that, one, it will mask your face. And number two, we are strictly following the guidelines that have been laid out, because this virus is truly a formidable foe, and in the most unexpected way it can hit us when we think that we are okay. So that's why we need to take all precautions. Then after that, everything else is in the hands of God. And so we take all that, so keep it on. And my advice to you, from what I have understood, is that if you keep your hands clean, everything else will be fine, you know. So it goes with business also, it goes with life, and it also goes with the coronavirus. If you keep your hands clean, the probability of contacting will be very much less, because unless someone coughs in your face, which is very unlikely, you know, it will be either you touch something and you get it, onto your. So be cautious, clean your hands, and all the time my suggestion is carry sanitizer so that your hands are constantly cleaned. And I'm sure the rest is in the hands of God. So we just lift up after a long time. We're having the Wednesday meeting live, you know. So I'm used to talking to people. So talking to a screen is very difficult for me, you know. And it brings on another kind of personality, you know, which is really, even I don't like that personality, you know, because you're just talking to a, you know, inanimate something, and it creates a lot of lifelessness. But thank God we have got the opportunity to meet together even in this limited way, and to allow the effect of the prayer and the worship to flow into the rest of the world in the most powerful way. So shall we lift it all up to the Lord and ask the Lord to truly take over and move us in the power of His Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Worship you. Bless you. Honor you. Yes, Lord. Your holy presence, your anointing, your glory, and your touch in every one of our lives in the most powerful way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please be seated, my brothers and sisters. I'm sure you can change this screen that is in front of me, because I'm looking at myself. You know, I have seen myself, and so that, praise the Lord. So, my brothers and sisters, I just like to remind you, just in case you have not been following online, that this year the Lord has given us a direct, clear word. And the word is victory in rest. That was the word the Lord gave us for 2021. So in 2020 He gave us a word, and the word He gave us in 2020 was, I will put you on the super highway. Now the problem was that by March, every one of us was locked in, isn't it? March, April, May. So someone asked me, now what about the word the Lord gave us about putting us on the super highway? Now we are all stuck inside our homes. And when I thought about it, I realized something. Indeed, He has put us on the super highway. Why is that? We have been shifted to the super highway of the internet. And we have been always doing internet ministry for the last 12 years. From the time of 2007, we have been doing internet ministry, and God has been good to us. But 2020 was special, because it became international in the real sense. For example, the praise and worship was led by Australia, someone in Sydney, or the team in Melbourne. Then the message was given from Sri Lanka. Then the worship was led from Toronto in Canada. And then you begin to see the same meeting is being conducted from three different parts of the world. And we began to realize, true, we have been placed on the superhighway. The superhighway of the internet God was using. And then we were having all the major presenters of the world made available to us. And especially we have to thank the CRL in Australia for that. They have been contacting people who are giants in the spiritual field and bringing them for the whole world. And we've been doing it. There is the famous theologian named Scott Hans that came and addressed the CRL worldwide. You know, Scott Hans has written so many books on the Catholic faith. And he's world famous because he began as a pastor and now a committed Catholic, you know, and bringing out the theology of the faith. And we had Scott Hans, we had so many other people, and even next month we're having Ralph Martin. Ralph Martin is actually a pioneer of the renewal. He was one of the original members whom the Lord used to bring the renewal into the world, into the Catholic Church. And he went with Cardinal Suenens to Belgium and established the first Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office. And today he's a well-known figure, prophetic almost, and month after he will be speaking. I wish I could tell you the date, but it's not in my mind. I'm sure someone will tell it and we'll have the date. Okay. So you can join online. You know, we have the information for you. You can join it online. And this information superhighway God used to bring the whole world together in 2020. So something I have learned is this. When God says something, he will get it done. But he will get it done his own way. So therefore, yes, tell me. Saturday, 20th of February will be the date. Yeah, so we have it's a very excellent time for us. 5:30 in the morning. So, but you have to join in because once 500, the number 500 jumps, they're unable to take you in. And we would not have the opportunity. So, it is, again, tell me the date, February, 20th of February, and it will be 5:30 in the morning. We will project the website online after the meeting. We'll do the, what do you mean, the link, the webinar link. Do you have the webinar link? Okay, don't project it now, but we'll project it there. Praise the Lord. So, my brothers and sisters, this year's word was, the Lord was very clear to us, I'll give you victory, but in rest. Not in anxiety, not in anger, not in restlessness, but in rest. And we learned, and we are learning it still. How is that? The Lord gave us a word from Psalm 1, which said, you have to be rooted and planted in God. Because if you try to pray when you are in crisis, your prayer might not be too effective, you know. And a lot of us pray only when, you know, the seat is on fire or we are seated on the hot seat, you know, and things are getting really hotted up, then we pray, you know. And most of the time those prayers are prayers of anxiety. It doesn't work much. And therefore the Lord was telling us, like the apple tree or the mango tree, which rests in the soil and bears fruit, we've asked to learn how to rest. And that's what we are learning in these days beautifully. How do you are planted in the Word of God, fertilized and made alive by the dewfall of the Holy Spirit. And then of course the dimension of heaven coming down to us through sacrifice, fasting and prayer. We open ourselves to the dimension of heaven. Heavenly realities coming down. Today I will be talking a little more about that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And last week, to walk in this way, we had a topic, and the topic was, do we need others to know God and to walk with God? Do we need others to know God and walk with God? If you look at other religions, if you look at worldwide, most of them would say no. Because most religions start to do with you offering a sacrifice and getting God to give you what you want. So, Last week we reflected on this. I like to go through that into the message of today. And last week we saw that from the book of Samuel, we took the readings of not last Sunday but Sunday before. In the book of Samuel, Samuel was serving in the temple but did not know the voice of God. And that's a very sad thing. He was serving in the temple. He was sleeping in where the Ark of the Covenant was. But when God spoke to him, he was not familiar with his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think that can be the same with many of us. We can be going through all the religious practices, saying our prayers, but not really hearing God's voice in our life. And if that is so, we need someone to introduce God to us. And that was for Samuel, it was Eli, the priest, who taught him how to hear God and how to respond to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? And then we realize this. We need others to know God. And beautifully it is given in the New Testament when John the Baptist becomes Eli. Why is that? Because John points to Jesus and tells two of his disciples, Andrew and another disciple, here is the Lamb of God. Introduces the Lamb of God, the Son of God, to these two disciples. And John immediately loses these two disciples. Why is that? They leave John and follow Jesus. So that's our call, you know. No one, if people follow us, they will be in trouble and we'll be in trouble before long. Why is that? Because soon what our true nature will be brought out. You know, there's a saying, isn't it? Nice from far, far from nice. So nice from far, you know, looking beautiful. But when you get close, and if you, then people are put off by that. So Andrew, who was introduced by Jesus, by John the Baptist, what does he do? He introduces Simon Peter to Jesus. Can you see Simon Peter himself? It's a third party introduction. You know, Jesus, yeah, John the Baptist, Andrew, Simon Peter. And Simon Peter is the Samuel of the New Testament. He builds the church in a way that nobody else was able to do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we need others to know God. But my brother, my sister, we need to go beyond that. That's what we learned last week. We need to go beyond that. What does it mean, go beyond that? That means you can't depend on other people to hear God and walk with God to the end of your life. You must hear him yourself. You must know him yourself. And you must learn to respond to him. That's our call. And if you don't grow there, we are stuck. So tonight, I'm going to go into a topic that is to do with becoming free of others. Becoming independent. I hear God, I respond to God, I walk with God. Otherwise, what will happen actually is that, you know, ultimately we think that it is religion, it is the church, it is the community. And then we respond to the religion, to the church, to the community. And after some time, we think if we can hide it from the people, it's all right. Because we are not hearing God. We are not responding to God. We are not responsible to God. It's all about hiding from the people, justifying ourselves among people. And in the end, what frightens me as I pray about it is we can lose our salvation. Why is that? Why do we lose our salvation? Because we didn't see the eternal dimension of what we are doing. We only saw, if I hide it from the others, that's fine. You know? And that's why we need to know God, hear God, walk with God, personally. So this morning I read a joke which is very relevant, I think, to what I'm saying. You know? So there was this new doctor who came to the lunatic asylum, you know. And he was introduced by the other doctor. And so this new doctor asked the old doctor, you know, how do you decide whether a person is to be sent out or not? You know, whether they are sane or not. He said, very simple. We ask them a simple question. And then on that we decide. Okay, he said. So one guy, he said, come here. So he came here. He asked, how much is 6 multiplied by 6? So this guy looked around. He was really confused. He pointed his fingers. And he said, 1,000. He said, 6 more months for you, he said. So then the other guy came. He asked the same question. How much is 6 multiplied by 6? He looked pretty upset, you know. Then he jumped up and, I got it. What's that? February, he said. He said, 1 year for you. Then the third guy came. He said, I want to ask you a simple question. How much is 6 multiplied by 6? So he counted. He said, 36. Correct, he said. Now everyone is happy. This guy is ready to go. How did you calculate that? They asked, just to find out the thing. He said, I divided 1,000 by February, he said. So, my brother, my sister, you know, we can know all the right answers. Spiritual truths, religious truths, you know, because we have learned from the Council of Trent, from after the Protestant Reformation, the church's teaching of the religion shifted towards the by-hearting of truths. So we have been taught the truths. But do we understand what we have learned? How real is it? That's the question, you know. And that's where the real problem is, you know. And if you ask, we know the answers. But is that answer an answer for me and an answer for you in my addiction, in my brokenness, in my sinfulness, in the emptiness of my own life? Has that answer become an answer? For example, if you ask, what have you become after baptism? I think every Christian, every Catholic will say, we have become sons and daughters of God. 36. But then you are, what does that mean? It means little. Because we are caught up in our own identity in this world, caught up in the issues, caught up in the struggles of this life. Isn't it? That's why the second today's topic is dependence on God as the path to freedom. Most people think freedom is independence, you know. If I'm independent, I can do what I want. That's freedom. But tonight I want to show you a spiritual law. Dependence on God is the true path to freedom and rest. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to build that argument right down. So we look at the person who can really teach us this, Jesus. Now, there are three dimensions of human maturity. This is, I'm talking from the psychological dimension. One is we start as dependent. You know. We depend on others. So I'm listening to my grandchildren, you know. I'm really interesting, you know. For them, the absolute truth is whatever the mother says or the father says. And they will tell me, no, that's not right. My mother said that this is the truth. That is what you mean by dependence. So we are dependent on someone to tell us what is right, what's wrong, what's... And then we mature from that to independence. Independence is, I have my own opinion. So you call them troubled teenagers. They are struggling to become independent. And then, of course, difficult adults. Independent. But independence itself is not the ultimate purpose of life. It's interdependence, learning to work together for a higher purpose in life, working with others, independent people working together for a higher purpose in life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In spirituality, this moves in an amazing way. Let me show you that in the life of Jesus, dependence, independence, and growth into another dimensions. Luke 2:43, we'll look at it. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. 2:44. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. So it's typical, it's beautiful, isn't it? Children normally, when they are secure, they don't want to be with their parents, isn't it? They want to play with their friends, you know. They want to run around doing their own stuff. And the parents assumed Jesus was with his friends. Verse 45. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. Verse 46. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Verse 47. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. Verse 48. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this?" The Blessed Mother took it pretty personally. You know? Why did you do this to us? You know, "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." You can look at the next verse. "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" And tonight I want to offer you that verse. My brother, my sister, he was dependent as a child, but now he was independent internally. He was more than a child of Mary and Joseph. The realities of heaven had come into his life. He saw himself as God was revealing it. What's the age? 12. Now the question we have to ask ourselves is, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as God reveals it to you? Or are you having the answer with no experience? You have come to 36, but you don't know how you have come there. It's an amazing how the simple truth, isn't it? We know from where do you come? We came from God. Where do you return? We are returning to God. Who are you? We are children of God, you know. And what did Jesus do? He saved us. We know answers. But the question is it real? Or are we caught up in the atmosphere and the environment of this world? We are prisoners. Jesus himself, at the age of 12, he had broken out. He had become independent of others, but dependent on God. So in the spiritual realm, you can't be the Lone Ranger. You know who the Lone Ranger is, isn't it? Lone Ranger is doing it all by himself. You can't be the Lone Ranger. If you have to become independent of others. But you have to also become dependent on God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 50, look at, beautifully given to us. But they did not understand what he was saying to them. You know, why was it? They were dealing with another dimension, another reality. Jesus had come to this awareness at the age of 12. The sad thing is, there are people in this world who will never come to this breakthrough awareness, even in their whole life. They will live and die trapped in the atmosphere of this world, of the natural order. And there's no more. No more. And that's why I'm thinking the supernatural dimension, we have lost it in our world. Why is that? Because we are trapped in the laws and the systems of this world. And we are living in it. But we are really practicing the religion. We know all the answers. But we don't know how to experience the power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 51, beautifully said. You know. Then he went down to Nazareth with them. And was obedient to them. He lived among them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And here is the Blessed Mother. She can't understand what is happening to him. But she has this connection with God. Knowledge is not the basic reality of heaven. It's experience. Experience will lead to knowledge. But not necessarily knowledge to experience. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And verse 52, if you look at, beautifully given to us by John. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. So even Jesus grew in this awareness. And in favor with God and men. So my brothers and sisters, our journey through life is growing. Growing from what? Growing from dependence on a human awareness and a human environment. Growing into the divine awareness. I'm telling you, if you have all the right answers, but you're not experiencing power, that's the sign that we need a breakthrough in our life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you can remember my joke, then you'll understand. You know, 36. You have the right answer, but you don't know how to get there. And can you see? And we'll see this beautifully shown in an interaction between Peter and Jesus. We have Jesus living in one dimension. We have Peter living in another one. We'll look at it together tonight. It is Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. You can read after me. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. My brother, my sister, you need to look at this. You know what happened here before this is, he fed the 5,000. So when he fed the 5,000, he would have been looked at like God, like a king. Everyone would have wanted to touch him. Everyone wanted to bow down before him. And most of the people would have wanted to follow him also. Why is that? Free food. you know, and these are basic things of life, you know. Your needs are met, you know, free food, you know. And they would have been, in the Gospel of John, it is said that they ran after him to make him the king. Matthew doesn't say, but of course there would have been the same incident. And what does he do? He goes to the mountain and he opens himself up to the reality of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you see that? Now this is the struggle of the spirit and human nature. Are we going to live in the environment of the world, in the natural system, in the natural laws, or are we living in the realities revealed by God? We have to make a choice. How do you change that? How do you shift that? That's what you mean by prayer. My sister, prayer is not telling God all my problems. Oh God, I'm complaining and complaining and complaining, you know. And God says, can I tell you something? No. I haven't yet finished explaining properly all my ailments and my problems and my difficulties. No wonder nothing happens. God also must be falling asleep, you know, when he explains all this to him. Prayer is shifting from the fixed environment of the natural system into the truths of heaven. Whenever the environment was strong for Jesus, he went there and he changed it. Later in our prayer time, I'm going to lead you there. You know, through the four steps, that's what we do. We shift from our natural understanding, from seeing ourselves at the natural level, we shift to the divine revelation of what God has said about us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If there is no such shift, we'll always remain victims, captives of the natural laws of this world. No miracles, no breakthroughs, no dimension of heaven, no interventions of God. Good Christians, like good Buddhists, like good Hindus, like good Muslims, following commands and working. We all have the answer. What's the answer? 36. We all have the answer, but that's not really an answer for us. Are you following what I'm saying? And here it is, beautifully. Can you see now? Jesus went to the mountain so that his perspective would be from God and not from the world. Especially, you know, when you are adulated, you know, when you suffer, you can pray, you know. Because the more we suffer, the more we pray, you know, God, I come into you, I'll give my life to you. But the moment you get rich or we get successful or things become pleasurable, you know, of course, we tend to let it go. But Jesus shifted into the environment of heaven. But see what happens. Look at the next verse. But the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Who was in the boat? Who was in the boat? The apostles. Now the disciples were subject to natural law. Why were they subject to natural law? Because they lived in the realities of this world and they were fighting the storm like we are, isn't it? COVID storm, isn't it? Problem storm, business storm, you name it, we have it. And especially, you know, if we our relationships are not too good and we are put together in the same environment and the doors are shut, we can't go out, there are internal storms. And we have enough issues in life. Can you see the problem? And here, verse 25 brings it out beautifully for us. During the fourth watch of that night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. Look at what's happening, my brother, my sister. For Jesus, the storm has to bend to his will. It has to shift and bend to the supernatural laws of God. Remember, the disciples and Jesus are in the same storm. They're in the same storm. These guys are falling apart because for them, the only reality is this world. Jesus is riding the storm. He's bending the laws of nature to his will. How do you like to live? You know, I don't know whether I should even ask you. How do you like to live? Do you like to live a victim of natural law? Or do you like to transcend into the dimensions of heaven and live here on earth with supernatural power? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can't find it by struggling. You find it by rest. You find it by entering into the dimensions of God. That's what prayer is. That's where you find this place from God. And if you don't do it on a daily basis, you'll never have it in the storm, you know. And that's what I have found in my own life. You know, 2-3 days without proper prayer and it will burst out from somewhere, you know. In a reaction, in anger, you know. And suddenly you don't even know your nature has, personality has changed. You have become a victim of this world. You know, it's an amazing, amazing thing, you know. And when I look in the mirror, even I don't like myself. You know? My God, what am I? Why? Because we have become caught up in the dimensions of this world. But if you go there, we ride the storm, we bend the laws, and we flow through the natural system with supernatural power. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I think that's what we are called to. See, look at the beautiful verse 26. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. So because they were not in the spiritual or the realities of heaven, they drew from their past, they drew from their culture, they drew from the collective subconscious of their people. And they said, this is surely a ghost. It happens to us. If you don't have heaven open to you, you will always have a human, natural understanding of things. And if you don't have one now, you'll draw from your past. And that's why we are victims, prisoners of this world. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're following what I'm saying. You know, poor people, they were terrified. Verse 27. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. He introduced himself to them. So my brothers and sisters, last week I told you how, you know, Hannah is the mother of Samuel. In her barrenness, she thought it was a real curse. But she didn't know that God was working in her barrenness, preparing her to do what? To surrender this child to the will of God, to create the great Samuel who changed the history of Israel. So God may be coming in your biggest problem, you know. Jesus may be walking into your life in the greatest crisis you are having, but the only thing is you think it's a ghost. You think it's somebody else. You think it's the devil, you know. You think it's the greatest attack, but it may be that very fact that he's coming to us, preparing us, you know, Poor Hannah, you know, she had to go through agony. Last week I said, you know, if God had given her 5 children and asked for the 5th one, I'm sure she wouldn't have given. Why is that? Because she had, well, this one for the fields, this one for the water, that one to get married. You know, all my children, I have a job for them, you know. Because she didn't have a child, her barrenness opened her to what God was doing. So it can be that God is actually moving in your struggle, you know. You look at John the Baptist's father and mother, same thing. It's their barrenness that made them offer John the Baptist to the work of God. And it's your crisis that will prepare you to surrender to the greater plan that God has. Supernatural answers. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But that's not where I want to go. I want to go to another place. 14:28. Lord, if it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Today, here we meet Peter. He's hybrid, you know. Only today, hybrid is a modern word, you know. Hybrid. Peter is hybrid. Why is that? He's a prisoner of this world, but he's also having faith in Jesus. Others are out. They are hugging the bottom of the boat, you know. They are finished, you know. And actually, they escaped the chastisement also. They were hugging the boat. Why is that? For them, this is the only reality. What is the reality? The reality of the storm. They were going to die. My God, we are going to drown. That's the only reality they had. Like many of us, the only reality is the natural system that we are living in. This is the only reality. But for Peter, Peter rose above it. He said, if it is you, tell me to come. Look at the next verse, verse 29. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. What was happening? Even Peter was bending the natural laws. He was transcending what was absolute to normal human beings. You can't walk on water. But he was doing it. How was he doing it? Because the spiritual reality is open for him through Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So actually now, he was experiencing the answer. Jesus would have been telling them the answer, but now he was actually experiencing it. But he's hybrid, you know. He's not purebred. Look at the next verse. But he saw the wind. He was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. What happened to him? He couldn't hold the focus. Why couldn't he hold the focus? Because he tried to enter the supernatural in an incident. He hadn't grown into it in a journey. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, trying for a miracle without any foundation, you can get it if God wants to agree with, but most often it won't last. Why is that? Because we don't have a foundation. Jesus had a foundation. Why was he still walking on the water? Because he was in prayer before God. His reality was the kingdom of God. He knew he was the Son of the Father. He knew that he had come with the mission of the Father. He lived in that reality. And it didn't shift in the storm. But Peter didn't know much about that. He knew Jesus. And he said, I'll jump in. But then he saw the storm. Same thing happens to us. We get pushed into this. We get caught up in the realities of this world. And then it becomes absolute. It freezes over you. My God, this problem can never be solved. This financial crisis is too big. This sickness can never be healed. This problem is too complicated. We are stuck in the wind of circumstances. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? Can you see that? And verse 31. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? Now, if I was Peter, I would have said, what? Well, didn't I walk on the water? Little faith. What about the others? Can you see now? Many of us are like Peter. A little while in the realities of God, most of the time in the realities of this world. No wonder breakthroughs are few and far between. No wonder the laws of nature and the natural systems, while what's happening around us seems so dominating and absolute for us, so real, because we are not entering into the realities of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My brothers and sisters, you know, Jesus had now come to a beautiful state. He could feed people, isn't it? He could walk on water. He could heal the sick. He could raise the dead. You know, he could have had a grand kingdom on this earth. Isn't it? Walk on water and go to Jerusalem. You know, shake the sun and make the moon circle. Send forth an earthquake. Frighten the living daylights out of the people and become king. Bring justice. Rule the world. He could have easily died. No, my brothers and sisters, you would see God's plan for us is always bigger than ourselves. If you're writing it down, you can write it down. Because God is not there just to make me comfortable. His plan is bigger than ourselves. So when you become independent of others, dependent on God, and you surrender, and you can bend the natural law system by walking in the Spirit, God calls us to a greater plan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can see it in the life of Jesus himself. John 17, verse 19. When you talk on the computer, there's enough time. But when you're talking to live people, you know, the time goes faster. I don't know why that is. So I haven't said half of what I need to say. Okay. Now this is what you call the high priestly prayer of Jesus. It's a part of the high priestly prayer. John chapter 17 is the high priestly prayer of Jesus. John chapter 14, 15 and 16 is his sermon before he leaves. He explains the Holy Spirit. He explains the vine and the branches. He beautifully gives this explanation, 14, 15 and 16. Now in 17, Jesus prays. And here I am picking up a part of his prayer. Verse 19. For them, you can repeat that. I sanctify myself that they too may be truly sanctified. This is like 36, you know. We can understand the words, but we don't know what it means. Let me explain very clearly for you tonight. My brother, my sister, Jesus lived by now in the reality of heaven. He knew where he came from. John 13 says that. He knew he had come from the Father. He knew he was returning to the Father. He knew that he was the Son of God. He knew he was a member of the Holy Trinity. He knew about life that is eternal. He had so many realities that had now been revealed fully in him. And he says, I'm making a commitment of myself to you, Father, that all these things that you have revealed to me will become real for those who are given to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That they too may come to the realization that they come from you, they are returning to you. That they are more than Sinhalese. They are more than Tamil. They are more than English. They are more than American. They are sons and daughters of the kingdom. That their destiny is eternity. Not just a little victory here on earth to be left with their death. That the power that they possess is to bend the very laws of nature. This great anointing, this goodness, this power that you have given me. Father, I commit myself to you that they too may enter this reality. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And naturally, as I pray about it, I realize, my God, it takes a lifetime to work this out. You know, it takes a lifetime, you know, because otherwise we are having all the right answers, but we are stuck in the boat. We are stuck in the boat. Natural law and the systems of this world have become absolutely real for us. He said, I commit myself, I give myself up that this reality will enter into their life. And see the beautiful thing, verse 20. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. Can you see now? Now you begin to realize what is the message of the gospel? Break into the reality of heaven through the message of the gospel. Not just learn catechism. Not just learn the Christian truths. That's the beginning. That's how you started. But you break in to this dimension. I've come from God. I'm returning to God. I'm a beloved son of the Father. I'm precious. I've been designed to live forever. And my destiny is bigger than the life here on earth. And my life is connected to His great purpose. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to pray that God will give us this breakthrough, my brothers and sisters. Prayer must lead us into that place. And look at this, he says. Verse 21. That all of them may be one. How can all be one? You know, I've been preaching this. Only now I realize without fully understanding. How can all be one? All of us have been opened to this revelation. All of us have become one because we all have come to experience that we are sons and daughters of God. All of us have become one because we have come to experience that we are part of God's Holy Trinity. That our destiny, our life is a spiritual reality that will live forever. This truth breaks into the lives of people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he explains it. Father, you can repeat that. Just as you are in me. And I am in you. Can you see that? This revelation that Jesus was having from the age of 12. Let it break in to those who are mine. Let them find this truth in their life. And today the sad thing is, Christians live and die without entering the truth. We are baptized. We are catechized. We practice. But never break in to this truth. That's what we need to pray for. We need to pray that we have a breakthrough into this. He's giving us the dimensions. He says, just as you, Father, are in me, and I'm in you. And then he explains it. May they also be in us. You can repeat that. So that the world may believe that you have sent me. How is that? Because these people living in this other dimension. What is the other dimension? The dimension of heaven. Living as sons and daughters of God. Experiencing that love. Become aware that their spirit lives forever. Therefore, spirit first. And because of that, living beyond and above the natural systems. Miracles happening, breakthroughs taking place, the lives of people transformed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Last week I was reading a testimony, you know, in Latin America, a mother testifies that she was listening to the TV. Her daughter had a, what you call a cleft palate, you know, born with that. And the doctors had said, at least 5 operations, if you are lucky. Otherwise, 9 to fix that. And praying before the TV, she didn't know who it was who was conducting the service. She didn't know, but a word of knowledge comes through. That's a person, a mother is praying for a child with a cleft palate, and God is healing. And this mother has given the grace to believe. She lays hands and prays. The next day they go to the doctor to start the procedures. And the doctor says, all what was missing in the cleft palate that had not grown from birth has now grown and completely healed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was just praying about that. How on earth did that happen through a television? Why was that? Because the supernatural dimension was real to one person. It is flowing through the airways, through the internet, through the television, into the life of somebody else. All the truths that we have learned in our religion brought alive by the Holy Spirit. Look at these beautiful words. He says, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. What he was experiencing when he was speaking at the age of 12. What he was talking, what he was experiencing when he sat by himself on that mountain after feeding the 5,000, communing with the Father. He says, Father, I pray that that world that I am living in will become real for these people. And then the world will know that you have sent me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm praying, Lord, let the supernatural manifestation happen. I was looking, I was praying about this, you know, I was thinking, you know, we have also conformed to the respectable forms of Christianity. You know, oh, they are really good now. They don't do crazy things. So we have become respectable. You know, we are doing, we are talking nice things, acceptable, respectable. We are not saying doing crazy things. But in the end, there is no breakthrough if the Lord does not move. So, dependence on God, entering the dimension of heaven, opens us to the supernatural realm. I don't know about you, but for me, I'm thinking, I want to live in that. The few years we have left, you know. We don't want to be respectable, you know. Respected by whom? Respected by human beings who die themselves, you know. You know, acknowledged. Recognized by whom? By people who themselves are struggling with the meaning of their own life. We have a breakthrough. Father, he says, just as I am in you and you are in me, let that revelation happen in their hearts. Then you know, you become independent of others, but completely dependent on God. Then the supernatural breaks in to the natural. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I want to show how the world is being made one by God. With this beautiful experience I read, I thought it will be useful before we come to prayer. This testimony is from 1768. That is 300 years ago. You know. And it is concerning a pastor named Peter Miller. You know, Peter Miller was in Pennsylvania in America. And everyone loved him, respected him, because he had the church in the village. But of course, there was one man who was really against him, abused him, fought him, reacted to him, and did a lot of damage and harm. But this man also, in the war between the British and the Americans, the Civil War, in that war, when the British lost the war, this man who was his enemy was identified as a British spy, and he was branded a traitor, and now the death sentence was given to him. Now, when Peter Miller heard that this man who was his enemy and who had attacked him his whole life had been given the death sentence, it is said he walked 68 miles to Washington to meet George Washington. I don't know whether it's Washington, but Washington must have been after George Washington. But anyway, to where George Washington was. And said, please, I have come to plead for the life of this man. And George Washington said, I admire your commitment to your friend. You have walked 68 miles, but he's a traitor. He has to die. Then the Pastor Miller had said, a friend? He's my worst enemy. He has done the worst for me. But yet I come in the name of Christ. That stung George Washington. George Washington was so challenged. He said, that has to be responded to. He gave him a letter. The letter said, release this man. But this man was being shot that afternoon, 16 miles away. So what did this man do, Miller? He walked that 16 miles also. And when he came to the place where he was to be executed, they were just led him to the place to be shot. And he saw Miller coming. And that man shouted, Miller, so you have come to gloat over me. You have walked all this way to just see me die, he cried. And then he handed over the letter. And it broke the heart of this man. He was saved. Father, make us one just as you and I are one. If he didn't have a revelation from heaven, you would never do that. Isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. You showed my enemy what it is to be opposed to me. Praise the Lord. He's going to die, you know. Thank God. Yeah, that is what happens to the enemies of God. From where are we? We are at the natural level. But look at this. Father, make them one just as you and I are one. Because what did Jesus say from the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Unity through self-sacrifice, through inner responses, through laying down your life. Father, make us one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight, my brother, my sister, I just want to invite you. Let's not be satisfied by being stuck in this dimension. Let's not be satisfied by merely knowing the right answers. Let's strive forward tonight. Begin our spiritual prayer life in the next week. Oh God, I want the reality of heaven to invade my heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand and be in His presence as we spend this time in worship? So, my brothers and sisters, can we just desire, oh God, I want to rise above the limitations of the natural system in which I am a prisoner. I want to rise above the brokenness that holds me captive at the bottom of the boat in the storm. I want to rise above into the dimensions of heaven. Let's hear the prayer of Jesus. Father, he says, I pray that they may be one, just as you and I are one. You in me, I in you. The realities of heaven invading the heart. Oh God the Father, we want to look at you tonight. We want to fix our hearts on you tonight. And we want to acknowledge that you are our Father. We come from you and we are returning to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
presence of the Father tonight. We look at Him. The Father of the entire universe. The author of life. And as we look at Him, we make a choice this evening. We hear the voice, "Come as you are, I love you." And as we look at Him tonight, we rise above our awareness and we acknowledge the truth that we have come from His heart. Our parents carried us into the world. We've limited our life to our parents, to our human ancestry. But like Jesus did at the age of 12, we lift our eyes beyond our parents. And we look at Him, the author of life. He is my Father. He is my mother. He is the author of creation. Father, like Jesus acknowledged Him without getting caught in the storms of this world and the identity crisis of human nature, His eyes lifted to this truth. Tonight, I lift my eyes to look at Him. Father, I tell Him, you created me, you designed me, you love me, you sent me to this earth, in this time, in this place, with a purpose, with a mission, loving me, caring for me, nurturing me. And I look forward and I see my life is not ending here. It is continuing back into the heart of the Father. I am returning to His heart. Every longing of my heart will be fulfilled in His heart. All the love that I ever need, all the value that I ever need, all the meaning and purpose that I ever need, everything is there waiting for me. Everything is there, the fullness. I'm on a journey into His heart, but I don't have to be stuck in this dimension. Every time I lift my eyes, I remember and I say, Father, I am coming from your heart. I worship you. I bless you for creating me. I thank you for making me who I am. Father, I am returning to you into the fullness of all what you have prepared for me. I am learning to walk in that journey. Thank you for revealing yourself as Father to me. Shall we just say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to your name. from the heart of the Father. And we come before Him this evening to give Him the truth of our hearts. And the truth of our heart is, we are caught in the storm. We are rocked by the storms of this world, by the events that happen around us, by the coronavirus, by the fears, by the struggles, by our needs, by our insecurities. The truth of our heart is, there is a storm even within us. The storms of our passions, our fears, our drives, our brokenness, our sinfulness, churning within, restless seas, moving forth, making us unhappy, broken, restless, lost within us. Storms within, storms around us. We give Him the truth of our hearts. Lord Jesus, the storms are too big for us. The troubles are too great for us. The struggles are too deep for us. And we hear Him say one word. Be still, He says. Be still, He tells us, stop. Be still. I am the Lord above the storm. I am the Lord above your struggle. Be still. So walk in amidst, Lord. Walk among us tonight. Walk into everyone's life, Lord. Wherever we may be, extend your arms, Lord, and release the power of the Father. Speak a word, Lord, over each storm in our life. Speak over our storms, Lord. Speak over the raging restlessness, the brokenness, the traps inside. Speak one word. And the Lord says, only believe. Do not be afraid, but only believe. So we are going to declare what we believe tonight, asking the Holy Spirit to make it alive. You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
As I bring the truth of my heart.
As I bring the truth of my heart.
And lay it at your feet.
And lay it at your feet.
I want to accept.
I want to accept.
And put into my heart.
And put into my heart.
The truth that is in your heart. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I believe tonight.
I believe tonight.
You came into this world.
You came into this world
for me.
For me.
You came into this world.
You came into this world
for everybody.
For everybody.
But you came for me.
But you came for me.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
As revealed in the scriptures.
As revealed in the scriptures.
That you came sinless.
That you came sinless.
You lived sinless.
You lived sinless.
You died sinless.
You died sinless.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe.
I believe.
You came sinless.
You came sinless.
You lived sinless.
You lived sinless.
You died sinless.
You died sinless.
For me.
Lord Jesus,
so that you could carry in your heart
my brokenness,
my sinfulness,
my sinfulness,
my storm,
my struggle,
my darkness that is too deep for me,
that I am
unable to deal with,
Lord Jesus, I choose to believe in this revelation.
I have always said you carried my sin, you nailed it to the cross, but they were mere words, but tonight
I realize
you came sinless, you lived sinless, you walked sinless to the cross, that you could carry my nature, carry my brokenness, carry my storm, carry my sinfulness, carry my addiction, carry my darkness, and nail it to the cross. It was with your blood that you cleansed me, that you freed me and liberated me from the sin that is hidden inside. Lord Jesus, though I have no evidence, like Abraham, he had no evidence of the promise of a son, but you gave him that son beyond the age of childbearing, after he was 100. Lord Jesus, I believe tonight that this new nature of divine sonship, of freedom from my brokenness, from my sinfulness, brought to me by your precious blood, is already given to me. Lord, I choose to believe in it. I choose to live inside it. I choose to hold on to it and live under the open heaven of that revealed truth. And because already that blood has cleansed me, I want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, my all.
Jesus, my all. Your glory, Jesus, my all.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess your glory,
Jesus,
Jesus, my all.
Jesus, the Savior of our life, in the second step. In the third one, we make him the Lord, that he may rule over our lives, that we may live under the open heaven, that the love between the Father and the Son will flow through my life. And for that, once again, I convert to the revelations of God. You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, my reality was my understanding.
My reality was my understanding.
My base was my knowledge.
My base was my knowledge.
I made discernment. I made judgment. I made decisions based on my understanding, on my knowledge. But tonight, I want to surrender my understanding, my knowledge to your word, to your revelation, into my mind. Lord Jesus, when I have to choose between realities, I choose to believe in your revealed word. Against my nature, against the revelations of this world, I convert to you, Lord. Your thoughts are my thoughts. Your words are my words. Lord Jesus, at Emmaus, you rebuked the disciples and you taught them from your word every meaning of your life, every purpose of existence. Lord, teach me to see life revealed by your word. Lord Jesus, I have ruled my own life. I have made my own decisions. I have done my own choices. Every one of them for happiness, for good. Lord Jesus, it has led to more pain. It has led to suffering. It has led to addictions. It has led to brokenness. Tonight, I want to invite you, sit on the throne of my life. Rule over me. Not my will, but your will. Lord Jesus, I want to place as a footstool my will under your holy feet. I want to place as a footstool my conscience as your footstool. Rule over me. Let your will control my will. Let my conscience be led by you. Lord Jesus, I choose to become a part of you. You are the vine. I am the branch. Your energy, your life, your connection with the Father is flowing through my life now. Like cool, clear running water. Your presence is flowing, Lord. Your power is moving, Lord. Your life is flowing right through my life right now. I am a part of you. Your life is flowing inside of me. Lord Jesus, everything is changing. My thoughts are being changed, Lord, into your thoughts tonight. My heart is being transformed into your heart tonight. My blood is being transformed into your blood tonight. My presence be transformed into your presence. Lord, we pray tonight. Let the miracle happen in every life. Let heaven open above us, Lord. Let the fire fall down, Lord. Holy Spirit of God, reveal the presence of Jesus in our life. Let it become our life, Lord. Oh, Spirit of God, all power and glory flowing through every one of us. Yeah, worship the Lord. Thank the Lord. Yeah. the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray tonight. For everyone who is in this place, as well as all on the internet, and who would be joining us in the future, even as they listen and join in the program. In the mighty name of the Lord, we declare that heaven is open before, above you tonight. That the trap that we were caught up in the world tonight is shattered and broken right now. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That the Holy Spirit descending from heaven into the Jordan, into the heart of Jesus, will descend into the lives of each and every one of us. That the lies that have been holding us captive will be shattered right now. That the storms that have been holding us down and drowning us will be stilled. And all the addictions and the brokenness of our lives that have made us prisoners will be taken away and transformed by supernatural power. We declare over each one, those who have no strength to believe, we declare over you the power of our God, that you will be free by the word that the Lord has declared, by the action of his love, you will be free. And the power of God liberating each and every one of us, shall we thank and praise the Lord in a powerful way. The Lord says tonight, I have placed before you life and death. Choose life by believing what is revealed from my heart. And no obstacle will be an obstacle for you. No problem will hold you. No events of the past will bind you. For I am doing a new thing in your life, says the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
The Lord is showing a person who is suffering with a blood disease. Due to this blood disease, the blood count is coming down. And the Lord says, tonight, I have touched you. I have healed you. The doctors will confirm this healing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
The Lord is healing a person who is suffering with an allergic condition.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
Praise you, praise you. The Lord is speaking to a mother who's very worried about a slow learning child. And the Lord says to you today, do not be worried. This is my child. And in time, this child will be really used as an instrument of my love.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
The Lord is also speaking to a person who's getting numbness in the right hand fingers. And the Lord says, depend on me, my son, my daughter. You will be cured, but trust
Thank
in
you.
Me.
Thank Hallelujah. You. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to you.
Praise the Lord. The Lord is speaking to many, more than one person anyway. The Lord says they have been inspired with a love for the word of God. And the Lord is telling them that he is really pleased with them, and they will be blessed with the gift of discernment.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank
praise you,
Jesus.
Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah.
Praise you. The Lord is also healing somebody with a ear infection. And also somebody who's having an eye problem, that is a damage in the right eye, the retina, and sort of failing sight. The Lord is healing this person
Thank
completely.
You, Lord. Thank Hallelujah. You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to a person who is in a relationship that the parents wouldn't approve, and this person is going through a difficult time. The Lord says, my child, be still. Do not make any decisions. Trust in my word. I will bring peace to you. And I will bring peace to your relationship,
Thank
says
you, Lord.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your Father.
The
Glory
Lord is revealing a person suffering from spondylosis and another with a slip disc. The Lord says, my children, I'm touching you and healing you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Shall we all stand and be in His presence a few moments, my brothers and sisters? Thanking Lord for the opportunity we had to have the meeting live together, and thanking Him for His presence and for ministering to us. Shall we give the Lord a mighty hand tonight? And we say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So joining the final hymn. And after the hymn, the website will be put on the screen for the February meeting from Australia, 5:30 in the morning, and you can take a photograph of the screen, and I'm sure it'll be fine.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps Himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at His voice, and trembles at His voice. How great is our God! Sing with us, how great is our God!
today is Jerry's birthday. We'll extend our hands and we just pray for him in a special way. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's your power. It's your blessing. It's your anointing. It's your fire on his life, Lord. We pray. We thank you for all the ministry that you do through him. Thank you for calling him into an inner journey.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for giving him a meaningful life, even in the storms of life.
Hallelujah.
You revealed your heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Anointed from the heavens, anointed from the holy temple, anointed from Zion, oh Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. If you can be seated for a few moments. We have a testimony and also a few announcements. So this testimony is really about the prayer room that's taking place right after the meeting. It's happening on Zoom. It's a very short testimony, so please don't mind me. Praise the Lord. This is a testimony sent from a young family here in Sri Lanka who had followed the online meeting last Wednesday. My mother passed away a couple of weeks before, and her PCR test was positive for COVID-19. We are self-quarantined for a period of 2 weeks. We were supposed to face for PCR test last Thursday. On Wednesday morning, my wife was very nervous and started to show similar symptoms to COVID-19. We all were fearful. We connected to the Wednesday prayer meeting online. There was a word of knowledge that one person is suffering from sinusitis and will be cured immediately. My wife held on to the word and all her sicknesses was no more. Immediately after the prayer meeting, we were prayed over by the prayer team at the online prayer room. All our fears shattered away. Following day, we faced the PCR test without any fears. Today, the PHI informed us that all of us are negative for COVID-19. Close to 15 people in the family were tested for COVID-19 last week, and the results were shown that no one has got infected. Praise the Lord. So we have a few announcements. Tomorrow will be the kids ministry meeting. For the details of the Zoom ID, you can contact the servers of the kids ministry. Saturday will be the business persons meeting. And on Saturday morning will be the youth meeting. For further details, you can contact the numbers on the screen. Also following this meeting is the prayer room that's taking place right now. The details will be on the screen with the Zoom ID. Please be sure that we do respect and value your confidentiality. So you will be put into a prayer room, and whatever you share in the prayer room will not be shared with anyone else. When you do enter the prayer room, on your video and unmute your mic, and you'll be given the instructions on what to do. Thank you. Good night and God bless you.